Great Reset: Dutch Children Fed Mealworms at School as Meat Alternative. By Peter Cattell on October 17, 2022. Dutch school children have been fed mealworms as part of a project aimed at encouraging people to consume alternatives to meat. Aimed at encouraging the consumption of meat alternatives, the Smaakmissie Avontuur Lauke A. Witten, or Flavor Mission Adventure Proteins project in the Netherlands has seen school children as young as 10 fed mealworms. The European nation has recently seen significant social unrest as a result of EU-level green agenda rules being imposed on its farming population, with planned restrictions on nitrogen emissions likely to put around 30% of livestock farms in the country out of business. Cracking down on farmers does not appear to be all the Dutch government is doing to push the Brussels green agenda. However, with the country now encouraging children to think positively about the human consumption of meat alternatives, including insects. As part of such a drive, RTV Oost reports that elementary school children in the country are now being fed mealworms during lessons, with a Dutch state-owned regional broadcaster describing the young students as being uninhibited in regards to the idea of eating the bugs. Such a view might have some merit, with footage of some of the children engaged in the projects appearing to show them responding positively to the mealworms, with many declaring to the bugs to be yummy after eating them. The project, which is being run by Wageningen University and research in conjunction with the Dutch Ministry of Agriculture, Nature and Food Quality, will also see children go on a virtual reality field trip to a lentil burger factory to learn all about the food production chain. While the nature of the Dutch food project aimed at children is likely to cause controversy, it ultimately appears to be more carrot than stick compared to other measures aimed at propagating the EU's green agenda in the Netherlands. As children in school are taught the wonders of bug eating, the pro-EU government has been in open conflict with the country's farmers, pushing for massive restrictions on nitrogen emissions to be imposed on businesses in parts of the country. Ultimately, authorities are demanding that farmers reduce their emissions by up to 95% in some areas, a move that will see up to 30% of the country's livestock farms be put to pasture. In service of such goals, ministers in the Green Agenda government have expressed the desire to forcibly seize up to 600 farms judged to be emitting the most nitrogen, with state bigwigs having previously described mass farm closures as merely being part and parcel of an unavoidable transition towards Great Reset-style reforms. Once again, Dutch farmers have promised to protest the crackdown, though previous demonstrations have been met with the use of significant force by the country's police, with one boy protesting the measures said to have barely escaped with his life after he was fired upon by law enforcement officers. Over 100 have been arrested by police in the country for protesting the transition, though farming organizations in the country appear yet to be dissuaded from taking on the government further. Follow Peter Cattell on Twitter, @Peter_Cattell. Follow Breitbart London on Facebook, Breitbart London.